Parashas Vo'eru. The first pasuk, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he said to him, Ani Hashem. So the first Rashi says that Dibur Itoy Mishpat, that the Lashon of Vayidaber usually means a Lashon Kosho. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu harsh. In other words, he gave him Mishpat, he gave him judgment. Al shehik shaladaber v'loim elom harayos elom azeh. Like how come at the end of the last parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe to Paro, so Paro just made it hard for the Klal Yisrael. He took away their straw and they had to make the same amount of bricks. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem that if the Maftar it says, Vayoshev Moshe el Hashem vayoymar adoy Shem, loma harayos elom azeh, Loma zeh shalachtoni. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked two questions to Hashem. How come you made it bad for Klal Yisrael? And how come you sent me? So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming back to answer to Moshe. Like how come I sent you? And it says, V'yadabru l'kim ha-Moshe v'yoymer elov ani Hashem. And Rashi says, what does it mean v'yoymer elov ani Hashem? That ne'mon l'shalem sochotov la'meshalchem l'fonoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back reward to the people that listen to me. That I sent you because I promised the Avos that I would take Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, and now is the time to mekayim the Shvuah that I promised the Avos. But the Mefarshim still ask, like where Rashi is saying Hashem spoke judgment to Moshe, so how come now HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer directly to the question? Like Moshe Rabbeinu had two strong questions. Like first of all, how come you made it worse for Klal Yisrael, the fact that I went to speak to Paro? And then secondly, Moshe said, if Paro made it worse, so it's harder now, it's mashma that it's not the real time for Klal Yisrael to go out. So if so, why did you send me? So the question is, like, where is the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's questions? And the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to ask Hashem, like, Lomo harayos elom hazeh, it's not the pshat that Moshe had any tainis, felt bad about Hashem, chas v'sholom, but rather Moshe just wanted to know, like he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoydieni no esrochecho. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to understand the ways of Hashem, how Hashem does things. It's like, how come Hashem, you're making it bad now for Klal Yisrael, what's the purpose of it? And secondly, like, if it's not the time to go out now, if now was the time to make it bad for Klal Yisrael, so then why was I sent? For what purpose am I the shliach? And really, the beginning of the perek, in perek vav, it answers, the pasuk says, that Vayomer Hashem HaMoshe, Atos Sira Asher Es El Faro. You're going to see right away what I'm going to do to Paro, that Ki V'yod Chazoki Yishalchein, U'V'yod Chazoki Yigor Shem Yatzoi. So I'm going to send Klal Yisrael out with great nisim. And the pshat is atis tira means that I made Klal Yisrael have a bigger hardship now. That they have to work harder. It's not going to last too long. It's only for a short time because now really is the time I want to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Just they have to work a little bit harder right now. Like Mefarshim explained that really the Shibud was supposed to be for 400 years. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they can't stay any longer. They would be finished. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them work extra hard now a little bit, that it should make up for the 400 years of slavery. So now the beginning of this parasha of Eira, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe is like he's explaining to Moshe, that the reason why I'm making it hard for Klal Yisrael, like it starts off the pasuk, Vayedabri Elokim HaMoshe, Vayedabri is a Lashon Kosher, Hashem is talking harsh, and Elokim is a Lashon Midas Adin. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was explaining the reason why I used my Midas Adin, that I made it harder for Klal Yisrael, they're going to have to work so hard right now, is because Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe and said Ani Hashem, that Vayomer is a Lashon of Raka, an easy Lashon. And Ani Hashem, Hashem is Lashon of Rachamim. In other words, Hashem is saying that when Hashem does Mishpat to Klal Yisrael, it's only because Hashem has Rachmonis, that Hashem has mercy on Klal Yisrael, and therefore he only looks for the good of Klal Yisrael. And here also, Hashem had Rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. He wanted them to go out earlier than the 400-year time. And so in order to make them go out early, he had to first give them divrei koshos, make them work hard. And because of this hardship that he gave them, Hashem was able to have his rachmanis on them to let them go out before the real time. And then Pasuk Gimel says, V'eiro el Avraham el Yitzchok v'el Yaakov. And I appeared to Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov pekel Shakai, with the name of Kel Shakai. U'shmi Hashem lo'inodati lehem. But my name of Shmi Hashem I did not let known to them. And Rashi explains that Bekel Shaka means Hiftachtem Avtochos. I made a lot of promises to the Ovis that I'll give them Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not keep his promise yet. The Yamitas HaDvorim he didn't do yet. That's this Lashon of Ushmi Hashem. Rashi says Shmi Hashem means Hashem's name, that is Nemon La'amas Dvoroi, that he tells the truth to do what he promises, that he didn't show the Ovis. Because he did not be Mekayim, he did not keep his promise yet. Just now is the time to be Mekayim, the promise to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And the pshat is like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the Yovis with the shame of Kel Shakai. Really the Gemara in Chagiga says that Lashon of Kel Shakai means that Dai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's enough to this world. And the pshat is that Dai Letzerosam. Sometimes there's a lot of pain, hardship, and Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Dai, it's enough." That's why Rashi explains the pasuk of "V'kel Shaka Yiten Lachem Rachamim," as if to say, "Enough of the hardship. Hashem should have rachmonis." The pshat is like this: by the obvious, Avraham Avinu, he had a hard life. He was thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh. He had a lot of tzaras. Hu Adin Yitzchok, Hu Adin Yaakov. The whole life was full of tzaras with loving. With Yosef, with the Mechiras Yosef, that Yaakov had a whole lifetime full of tzaras. And that's the pshat that Hashem appeared to the Yavis, the Kel Shakai, as if to say the tzaras they have, it's enough. In other words, even though there was mishpat throughout the life of the Yavis, they saw the din, they saw the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi brings down, Lehirati, they didn't have any time, they didn't ask back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you bring judgment? But the name of Shmi Hashem, that there'll be bracha ad b'li dai, there'll be kisayed a tremendous amount of bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not show to the others. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, now is the time that I'm going to be Mekayim my promise, I'm going to give the bracha ad b'li dai to Klal Yisrael, to take them out of Mitzrayim, and to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Pasuk Dalet and Pasuk Kei Kisayda goes on, that V'gam HaKimaisi is Brisi Yitom, and Pasuk Kei V'gam Ani Shemati is Nakas B'nai Yisrael Hashem Etzrayim Avidim Oysom, V'reski is Brisi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering back to Moshe Rabbeinu, I hear the cries of Klal Yisrael, like now is the time to take Klal Yisrael out. Ah, you had a kasha, why did I give me this Adin? The pshat is because I have Rachmanos on Klal Yisrael, and I want to take them out now, I want to be Mekayim my promise. To give them brachas ad b'lei dai without a sof, without an end. But the only way I could do it is first if I give them a little bit mishpat, a little bit hardship, in order to end the time of the shibud, then I'll be able to be mekayim my promise to the others to show the koyach of bracha. And then pasuk vav, lochein emol v'nei Yisrael, go tell b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem, v'hoitzeisi yeschem mitach asidlos Mitzrayim, I'm going to take you out from the hardship of Mitzrayim. V'itzalti yeschem avodosam, I'm going to save you from the hard work. V'ga'alti yeschem b'zroi netuyev v'shvatim gedolim, and I'm going to redeem you with a stretched out hand and with great miracles. Then the fourth lashon of v'lokachti yeschem milom, I'm going to take you to me for a nation. V'ho'yisi lochem elokim, and I'll be to you for Hashem. V'yidatam ki ani Hashem elokechem amoytzi yeschem et ha'chasivlas Mitzrayim. And then the fifth lashon of Vehevesi Yeschem El Oretz, like the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to bring them into Eretz Yisrael, and that is Asher Nososi Yes Yodi Losei Soiso LiAvraham LiYitzchok LiYaakov. That this is the promise that I made to the Yovis, V'Nasati Yoseh Lachem Marosh Ani Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Bechai is Medayik. The pasuk doesn't say that V'Nasati Yoseh Lachem Yerusha. Doesn't say I'll give it to you Eretz Yisrael. But rather, my Rosho is the pshat is that we know the Yotze Mitzrayim, because of the chet of the Meraglim, they themselves were not zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. but rather Elohirishu Lefnei Machrayim. They gave over the Yerusha, that's called Lashon Merosha. They gave over the rights to their children to be able to go into Eretz Israel. Also, we know there are two times we use this Lashon of Merosha. One is here in the Geit Eretz Israel, and secondly, by Torah, we always say, Torah Tzivulonu Moshe, Merosha Kilas Yaakov. So the Yalkut says the Pshat is that with what's chus will Klai Yisrael be able to be Mekayim, stay in Eretz Yisrael? That's only if they'll be Mekayim the Chukei HaTorah. Now there's the famous Yerushalmi that says in Psochim, that the Pesach says, Voitzesi Yeschem, so the Yerushalmi says, Minayin Liar B'Kaisis B'Pesach, how do we know we're supposed to drink 4 cups of wine Pesach by night? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kineger Arba Gulais. These 4 different Lashonos, words of Gula being freed. And really the Mepharshim ask, if so, like, how come don't we have a 5th cup on Pesach B'night? Because the Pesach says, V'heveisi, the 5th Lashon, I will bring you into Eretz Yisrael. And someone explained the reason is because the Kahanim and Levim, they did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So for this pasuk of Heveisi, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael to have a chelik in Achlo, it doesn't apply to chelik Shevet Kuna. Therefore, since they would not be able to make the 5th cup, it's like a light plug not to make a 5th cup at all. And then some asked, if so, we know Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibud, they did not work that hard in Mitzrayim. So if so, maybe they should not have the first 4 cups either. They say the pshat is that true Shevet Levi was not nishtabit the perach with the hard work, but they had tachas lachas ha-Mitzrayim they were. They had difficulties in Mitzrayim, therefore the first 4 gulas we'll soon talk about apply to Shevet Levi. Therefore there's a takana for the whole Klai Yisrael to have 4 kaisis Pesach b'night. And according to this, the Baal Imre P wants to say that this is the reason why Pesach b'night, we know we have a kais chamishi, which we just fill it up, and we call it the kais shel Eliyahu, but we don't drink from it. And he says the pshat is because it's brought down in the Pasha's Drochim that says that lasid lovay, when the Mashiach will come in Mitzashem, the Kahanim and Leviim, they will have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, lasid lovay by Yemosa Mashiach, there'll be a keem of this last pasuk of Hevesi, that the whole Klai Yisrael will be brought into Eretz Yisrael and to have a chelik there, even the Kahanim and Leviim, so come out at that time then, there will be a 5th kais. So the pshat is, right now we just fill up the kais to call the kais shel Eliyahu, means that it'll be Nogeya when Eliyahu and Novi will come, Zochel Atoiv, and there'll be the Mashiach in Mitzvah Shem, and we'll go back to Eretz Yisrael, and then even the Kahanim and Leviim will have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, then we will have the 5th cup. So right now we only make a zeich ledova what will be by Yemois of Eliyahu Hanavi with the Mashiach. Therefore we just fill it up and call it Koshel Eliyahu, but we don't drink the cup. Now the Kli Yoko wants to explain these 4 Lashonuses, because really there were 4 bad things happened to Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. First of all, at the Pesach says, Ki ger yiyaz arecha harei hageris, deretz lelohem harei richuk hashchina. The pshat is 2 bad things happened. First, they were ger, they were not in their own land, and secondly, they had a richuk in Eretz Lelehem. The Shechina was away from them. Like we always say, kol adar b'chutz loretz doy mekilu enei eloka. If you live outside Eretz Yisrael, there's a richuk, you're away from the Shechina. It's like you don't have it Hashem. That's why it says the richuk Hashechina is near the gerus, because it's totally zeh b'zeh. Like, the more we go into Geris to be Gerim, be living other places, we lose the Shechina. Secondly, V'yavodum, that they worked hard. And fourthly, was the Inyan of Inui, they worked extra hard. Not only were they Avdus, were they slave, but they had to work very hard. So when Hashem now is coming to save them, he says, first Hashem goes to save them from the thing that they were in the worst of Sakona. Now the worst thing to be in is the Inui, working extra hard. So therefore the Pesach says, V'hoitzeisi yeschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. The pshat is, because sivlois means the Inui, and the Pesach says, L'mana anoisoi b'sivloisam. Because they had to work extra special hard in Mitzrayim, so that's the first thing that Hashem saved them from. That's V'hoitzeisi yeschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. I'm taking you out of the hard pain, the hard work that Mitzrayim gave you. Then the Pesach says, V'hitzalti eschem avodosom, that Hashem saved you from being a slave, which is not as dead as inu asavloisom, but it's also bear to being a slave. That's the v'hitzalti, Hashem saved us from the avdus. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from dinyan of being a ger, being lost out of our land. And that's the lashon of v'goalti eschem. Because we know a ger doesn't have a goyel, doesn't have anybody to redeem him. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being the one to redeem Klai Yisrael, to take us out of the shame of being a ger. And like we said, secondly, what the gerus was, they went out of Eretz Yisrael, they had a richuk, they were away from the Shechina. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'lokachti eschem lilom, V'yisilochem elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, now I'm going to take you back to be close to you, and I'm going to be an Hashem for you. In other words, the Shechina will be B'tech Klal Yisrael. This is the full Lashonus of Gula, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from the Tumas Mitzrayim. And another Medrash says that the Dalad Kaisis we have on Pesach B'night is connected to the Dalad Malchius, the Dalad different Golias Klal Yisrael have to go through. Another Medrash says that the Dalad Lashonus of Gula is also connected to the Dalad Agzeris Shagazar Aleim. The first one wants to say, really, it's all one thing, that the four Golias that Klal Yisrael have to go through is the Pshat is because really we did not finish the Shibud and Mitzrayim of the complete 400 years, and therefore we have to go back into Golas later on. However, the Yetziah, we're going out now of Mitzrayim now, and this Yetziah is the Yesod of the Yetziah Lasad Lavoi. All the power that will be freed from any tzoras that will come upon Klal Yisrael is all because of the Yetziah Mitzrayim. And the Meshech Chochma says that the reason why the Kaveya, the Zinyan on the Dalet Kaisais, why and wine, and he says the Pshat is because one of the Schusim, or the main Schus, the Klal Yisrael was Nigolin, was saved from Mitzrayim, was the Pshat is they did not mingle, they did not mix in with the Mitzrayim, but rather they stayed separately, like we said before, Shlo Yishanu, they didn't change their name, their Ma'abushim, their language, they stayed by themselves. Now the Yisrael of Yayin, that's the Mashke that shows that a Jew cannot mingle with a Goy. The Nisa Yayin Nesach, we're not allowed to drink wine with a Goy. So the Pshat is, this shows also that the Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael will stay throughout all the Golisin, throughout all the Tzoras, will only be the fact that we stay by ourselves. We don't mingle with the Goyim. That's why we're Kaveya, the Dalet Lashonus of Gula, which we're saying really is connected to the Dalet Malchius, the Dalet Shibudim Klal Yisrael will have to go into, and the Yisrael to save ourselves from all of them, is this Yisrael that Klal Yisrael is muvdol, separate from the Goyim. Then the Pasuk says that V'yidabe Moshe Kena B'nei Yisrael V'loi Shomu El Moshe Mikoytze Ruach Mi'avoyde Kosha. The Klal Yisrael did not listen to Moshe because they were pushed working too hard. And then the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe B'yidabe Aparo Melech Mitzrayim V'shalachas B'nei Yisrael Mi'artzoi. Then in Yud Beis it says that V'yidabe Moshe L'fnei Hashem Leimor Hein B'nei Yisrael Loi Shomu Elai. Like it's a Kal V'chomer Rashi brings down Maduch. If Klal Yisrael did not listen to me, v'yech yishmeini paroi, how in the world could I expect paro to listen to me? V'ani aral sefosoyim, that my lips are like stuffed up, I can't talk well. So the famous question everybody asks is, like, what was Moshe's Kal V'chomer here? The Pasuk says Klal Yisrael did not listen to him, me'avoy dekosha, because they were working too hard. Paro wasn't working too hard, so maybe paro would listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Or Yoel wants to answer, like really the Sapurna explains, what's the Pshan in the Pasuk, Mikaitse Ruach HaMeavoy Dekosham, he says, Klal Yisrael was working so hard, was the Pshat, for Lo Nosnu Lev L'Hizboinin. They didn't put the heart to think into exactly what was happening. So therefore the Kal V'chomer is that Madu Klal Yisrael did not think into what was happening. For sure Paro would not think in to see the truth, really what was happening. Paro himself was like blind. He used to make himself to say he's the king, he's the god of the world, and he himself was led. He used to go down every morning to the Nile to ease himself there, even though later he would tell everybody he's the god. So Paro for sure did not sit down to think what is going on. So if Klal Yisrael didn't listen, for sure Paro would not listen. But then the question is, what does the pasuk end off that Moshe had to say, "Vani aral sefosoyim"? Like, what do you have to say this for? He just should have said, "Madach Klal Yisrael would not listen to me. For sure, power I don't expect to listen to me." And some of our shemana say that the pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu thought that the reason why Klal Yisrael did not listen to him was because he was aral sefosoyim; he couldn't talk well. So then, for sure, the Kal Vachomer is that Paro for sure would not listen to him. The Sfasemus wants to say a little bit different and says like this, that the Pshat for the Manig, a ruler of a Klai Yisrael, his whole Kayach, his whole power to be Mashpi upon Klai Yisrael, is only if the Klal accepts him, if the Klal listens to him. The more that Tzibor listens to the Manig, to the Rav could do with them. So here, Moshe was saying that if Klai Yisrael did not accept me, did not listen to me, so my koyach of power, my koyach of speech has no power to it. So therefore, when I go to speak to Paro, Paro for sure won't listen to me. And therefore, I'm considered like an aral sefosoyim. In other words, if Klai Yisrael would have listened to me, then the manig, then the leader has a power to do things. But if the tzibur does not listen to the manig, to the rav, then the rav has no power. So that's what Moshe is saying. Like, I'm an aral sefosoyim because Klai Yisrael did not listen to me, then for sure I have no power to make Paro listen to me. Agav, the sinyan, like the Sepurna explains, that Mikoitza Ruach Miavoida Kosho, that Klai Yisrael was working too hard, they couldn't think into things. That's the Pshat, really, the Mefarshim speak out the Koich of the Yetzirah. The way a Yetzirah works on a person is, he doesn't let you sit down to think to see if you're really doing the right or wrong. He just keeps you busy, keep on going and doing and doing and doing. As long as you don't sit down to think over things. Because the second somebody would think over really, if he's really doing the right thing, is it worth it to do it or not to do it, for sure he would see the emes, the truth, and for sure it's not worth it to do the bad. Because the power of the Yetzer is, like Parawa gave to Klai Yisrael, to work hard and not to have free time, not to have time to think over to see if we're really doing what we're supposed to. Now in the Drosha Saran, he explains, like, how come Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aral sefosoyim? How come Moshe Rabbeinu could not talk? How come he had a deficiency in his speech? And he explains, because if he would have been a perfect speaker, people could make a mistake and think that the reason what Moshe, like at the end we see Klai Yisrael did listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end he was able to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, people think maybe it was because of his own power of speech. It wasn't so much the Dibur of Hashem, it wasn't so much the Dvar of Hashem, but it was the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu B'davka made that Moshe Rabbeinu's own speech was not perfect. He was aral sefosoyim. So at the end we can see clearly that what happened was only because of the Yad Hashem, the Nisim from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then after Sheni, the Pasuk goes to Miyaches, the Shvatim, until we come to Moshe V'Yaron. The Rashi brings down Eila Roshe Beis Avoisom Mitor Shuskak Liach Shifta Shalevi Yad Moshe V'Yaron Bishvah Moshe V'Yaron Hiskel Yachsam Derev Todos Meruvin. It has to start counting anyway the Yichus of Moshe V'Yaron, so it starts from Meruvin. Why? Then Rashi brings down a second shot, because by Yaakov Avinu, the first three Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, he said like bad things to them, he didn't give them a total bracha. Therefore now the Pesukim say over again, to miyachas them to say that they were tzaddikim. And at the end the Pesuk says, Chavov, Hu Aaron u'Moshe, Asher Omra Hashem lehem lo'itziyos b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim al tivoysam. So Rashi brings down that Yesh mekoymos shemakdim Aaron u'Moshe, v'yesh mekoymos shemakdim Moshe le'Aaron. Sometimes the Pesuk says the Moshe first, and sometimes the Pesuk says Aaron first. So Rashi says, Loimar sheshkulim kiechot, to tell us that they're both equal. And really, the Mefarshim asked the question, how could we say really they're both equal? We know Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pesuk says, was onov mikolodom. He was the biggest madrega of nevuah, ponim el ponim dibra Hashem elov. So how could we say that Aaron was shava b'shava with Moshe? And really, the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns like this. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says the reason why in this pasuk it says Aaron first, because he was older. And the next pasuk says Moshe first, because he was greater, b'nevuah. So the question is, what's Pshat Rashi? The Rashi learns, they're both shava b'shava. So I heard over a pshat, the Sefer Moshe Feinstein Shlita, that says like this. The pshat is that even though Moshe was greater, he had a greater midah of Anova, he had a greater midah of Nevuah, but the pshat was, he was a bigger Baal Kishrin than Aaron. But really, both of them used out all their power, all they could. So the pshat is, lefi the kishreinus, lefi with each one's power he had, he used it out totally, that they were shava b'shava. Even though really Moshe had a bigger kayach than Aaron, therefore Moshe really had more kayaches, more nevuah than Aaron had. His masbid is the pshat in the Gemara, in Baba Basra, that the Gemara on the Afyud, that it says there, that Rabbi Yosef read Rabbi Yeshua Cholash, he became sick and like dozed off. He went to sleep. So his father said, what do you see? In other words, he was like in Shemayim, seeing what's doing there. And he said, I saw an upside down world. The people that are great down here, upstairs are down. The people that are down here, upstairs are great. So he answered back, no, you see a clear world. That's the way it is. So Moshe's Mazba doesn't really mean that the people that are great here because we know they're rabbis and they're stam big shots. Of course we know that checker. They're meant to say even people that are tzaddikim in this world, even great people, but really they have tremendous amount of keiches of power, and if they would have used it out the right way, they could have even been greater than they are. Mashenkin, other people that don't have that much kayach and power to be so great, they used out as much as kishreinus as they had, and they became a medium person. Now, in Olam Haba, those people are greater than the other people, since they did not use out their kishreinus, their power, as much as they should have. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us over here, according to Rashi, that Moshe and Aaron were shava v'shava means that they both used out all the power they had to steigeis to be as great as they could. Then in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, it says that Vani Akshe Eslev Paroi. HaKadosh Baruch was telling Moshe that he is going to make Paro's heart hard. And therefore I'm going to bring a lot of signs and wonders in Eretz Mitzrayim. And again, v'lo yishma leichem paroi, paro's not going to listen, v'no asati yes yodi b'mitzroyim, v'o yitzesi yes tevoysa yesame v'no yisroam yorz mitzroyim b'shvotim g'dolim. And Rashi says that v'ani akshe, I will make it hard. Rashi says, mi'acha shir shia v'hiskras kenegdi, v'golu l'fornai, she'nachas ruach b'umais losas lev sholom loshuv, toif shiskasya liboy, l'man harboiz boyo yisoysai, V'sakiru atem es gvurosai. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Paro did a lot of averus. He was a big Rasha. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to do tshuva right now, in order that Hashem will be able to give him his punishment that it deserves. And through these punishments, there will be tremendous nisim, that the Klal Yisrael, the whole world, will be makir the Yad of Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, V'yodu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, b'netoisi es yodai al Mitzrayim. So B'kitzah, the Pasuk is saying at the beginning, even before Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paro, that Hashem is telling him, you should know, ani akshe, I'm going to make Paro's heart hard, and he's not going to listen, and he's not going to let you out, go out so fast. And really the Ramban explains that what Hashem is telling Moshe is not that Hashem really right now is making Paro's heart hard, because we know throughout the first five makis, it does not say that Hashem made it hard. Throughout the first five makas, it just says that Paro himself was in action, did not listen. After the first five makas, then it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his heart hard. So the Ramban says that Hashem is just telling Moshe what's going to happen later on. And the Pshat is in Rashi, really the Rambam Paskin Zalocha like this, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Shishi, Halacha Gimel brings down that Lafika Kosov Batura Vani Echzak Esleif Paroi. What does the Torah say that Hashem made Paro's heart hard? Lafi Shechota Meyatzmo Tchila. That Paro by himself did a lot of rishis, a lot of bad for Hor Ali Yisrael, and therefore Nosan Hadin Lemnoi Hatshuvim Imenu Ad Shenifrim Imenu. that the din is that Hashem holds back the power for him to do tshuva in order that he should get his punishment. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the Rishayim the punishment. Lefika chozak HaKadosh Baruch Hu's libay. So Mefarshim really speak out, even though really it's never closed, the shower of tshuva. No matter how bad you are, if you do tshuva, Hashem will accept it. But I call upon him, there's a midah that Hashem holds back, meaning does not help you at all. There's no siyata de shemayin, shemayin, they do not help you to do tshuva at all. But rather the opposite way, they make it harder for you to do tshuva. And the Rambam explains why, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give these rishayim back their punishment. And really that's the way the Mefarshim explained the Bechlal, when Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, why did he have to make the Esra Makos? Why didn't he just take them out right away? And the Pshat is, the Esra Makos is the Pshat, this is a punishment back to the Mitzrayim, what they deserved. Like the Pasuk says, V'yachre kein don anuchi. After this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give punishment back to that bad nation, the Mitzrayim, that punished, that made Klal Yisrael work so hard. So the Ten Makos is really an einish, a punishment back. And that's what the Rambam says, when in Russia there's such big rishis. Alright, turn over. So that Hashem holds back, does not help him to do tshuva, in order that he should deserve to get his punishment. So that's what the Psukim are saying now, that Hashem is telling Moshe at the beginning. You should know that even though I'm telling you to go warn Paro, he should do tshuva, he's not going to listen, and the reason why he's not going to listen is because I'm not going to help him, and the reason is because, like the Pasuk says, that Hashem will be able to put his Yad HaChazokah, everybody should see the Yad Hashem, to where he gives back the Esra Makos to the Mitzrayim. Then after Revi, the Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe V'Yaron that Ki Yedaber Aleichem Paro Leima Tnu Lachem Moifes V'Yamartu El Aaron Kach Es Matcho V'Hashlech Avnei Paro Yi L'Sanim, that when Paro asks you for a sign who you are, throw your stick down and it'll turn into a snake. So the Pasuk says V'Yasu Kein Kash Etziv Hashem V'Yashlech Aaron Es Matel Avnei Paro Avnei Avodah V'Yi L'Sanim, that Paro's stick became into a serpent. So it says that the Ikru Gam Paro Lachachomim Ulma Chashvim, Paro also called for his witchcraft, Vayasu Gamheim Chatume Mitzrayim Vlateim Kain, that Vayashlich Wish Mateo Vayiula Saninim. But what happened was, Vayivla Matei Aaron as Matoisim, that the stick of Aaron swallowed them up. So the Mefarshim speak out, what was this Indian of a Saninim, of a snake here? And they say the Pshat was the Nochosh. His chet was that he was spoke bad lashon to Chava. He was the first one to talk Chava to doing an avera with his power of speech. The same thing, Paro spoke bad about Hashem. He said, "Mi Hashem? Who is Hashem?" He spoke bad to Hashem, and this was the sign that Hashem. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says this, that this is the sign that Hashem is showing Paro, just like the Nochash got punished for the way he spoke to Chava. The same thing, you Paro is going to get punished for the way you're speaking about Hashem. And then the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that this remez is that the stick of Aaron swallowed up their sticks, as to show that Losir, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to swallow up Paro v'cheloi b'yamsuf. Now the nisim that happened here was that Moshe, that Aaron stick, after it changed back from a serpent into a stick, then it swallowed up all their saninim, all their serpents, which was a great nest that a stick could swallow up a serpent. Secondly, it's brought down that all the chatumim, all the witchcraft, made plenty of snakes there, and Moshe's one small stick, Aaron's small stick, swallowed them all up. And even after it swallowed them up, it still only looked like one. Still, the Pasuk says that, Vayichazek leif paro v'lo yishomer aleihem, that Paro hardened his heart and did not listen to them. And the Rashbam learns the Pshat is, Loima kigam Aaron b'machshafos also, that Paro hardened his heart to say that Aaron did this was also with witchcraft. That there's nothing special, there's no Hashem here. He also did this only with witchcraft. And really, Mefarshim speak out that the reason why this first ois was something that the machshafim, the witchcraft of Mitzrayim, could also do, was really to show that later on, when the Makas come in, there'll be plenty of things that they cannot do. So it's like this. If the first sign would have been a sign that the Mechashim could not do, Paro would have thought the Pshat is that Mechashim, the witchcraft, the people, they don't listen to Moshe V'Aaron, they don't even care about him, they don't even try to do it. So the reason why later they can't do it is not the Pshat that they can't do it, just they don't care, they don't work with Moshe. But now that the first sign was something that they could do, so Paro saw that they do care about Moshe, and they'll try and beat him, and they'll try and do what he could do. So later, when we'll see later in the Makkos, when it came at times that they could not duplicate what Moshe Rabbeinu did, that was a pure sign to show that it's not Kishuf, but purely the Yad Hashem, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then in Pasuk Tezvov, it says that Leichel Paroi Baboiker in the Yoitza HaMaimov in Itzavtu L'Kros Yasvas Hayor. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe now to start the Esther HaMakkos and go to Paro in the morning by the Nilus, by the Yor. And Rashi brings down why, because Paro said that he was Oisa Atzmai Elohai, he made himself like a god, and he said Shenitzarach Lenikovov Umashkim V'yoytzla Nilus V'yoytzla Shom Tzarachov. He used to go early in the morning to do his business there, to ease himself, and this is the time now that Moshe went to get him to talk to him. And we know the first Makkah was Makkah Hadam, but the Pasuk says in Yutes, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Emor al Aaron, Kach Matcho Nete Yodcho al Meimei Mitzrayim, al Naharoisom, al Yereyem, V'al Agmeyem, V'al Kol Mikvei Meimeyem, V'yi Yudom, and further, V'ho Yudom, V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, U'v'eitzim U'v'avonim, even in the wood and even in the stones, also any type of liquid turned into blood. Now, why did Hashem pick on the Yor, on the Nilus, did it first? Some Mepharshim say, like we say in the Agodah, that Hashem started with Eloheihem first. First Hashem hit their gods, they worshipped the Nilus, to show that he means nothing, he can't do anything. Secondly, Hashem turned it into blood. Some Mepharshim say, because the Mitzrayim did not let the Noshim that were needless go to the Mikvah. Secondly, Paro killed the Zechorim, killed out the children, and used to bathe himself in their blood. So because of this, Hashem gave Midi Keneged Mida, gave him back that all the water turned into blood. And that's why the Smaka stood for 7 days, the Rabbeinu Bachaya says, just like Tumas Nida is 7 days, Huadin the Maka of Dam stayed for 7 days. This is a lima that all the other Makas also stayed for 7 days. Each Maka took a Chodesh, took a month. What happened was the first 7 days was the Makkah, and then there was 21 days, an interval between one Makkah and the other Makkah. Now in Pasuk Yudzayin, when it starts off, it says that Hashem said, Koyamar Hashem, Bizois Teida Ki Ani Hashem, that from this Makkah of Dam, you will know that I am Hashem. And really the Malbim explains, a lot of Mepharshim explain, really like if Yehudi gave Simonim, Yudama, Tetzach, Adash Bachav. Really, the Makkos were divided into three different categories. Each one had three to it, three. And the last one of Makkos Bechoris, that really was a different musik. Makkos Bechoris, the last Makkah, that was really mainly to let Paro, to make Paro give permission for Klai Yisrael to leave Eretz Mitzrayim. That was mainly to hit Paro, just to let them go free. But the first 9 Makkos, like the Pasuk say, is Laman Teida Keni Hashem. In order that we, the power of the Mitzrayim, should realize to know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of us have learned the Pshat is there are 3 parts of the universe. There's the ground, there's the air in between, and there's the Shemayim. And power they used to hold, there are 3 different gods. One takes care of the earth, one takes care of the living beings in between, in the air, and another one takes care of the Shemayim. That's what each one of these Makkos were proving, that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu that takes care of everything. That's why the first 3 Makkos, Dam, Tzvadeya, and Kinim were things that came out of the ground itself, as if to show that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach over the ground, over the creatures that are on the ground itself. And that's this Pasuk, Bezois Teida Kini Hashem, that from this you will see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that's the ruler over the world. And that's why these sets of Makkos were that the first 2 was with Hasro, Kodesh Baruch Moshe first warned Paro, and the 3rd one was without Hasro. Then again it started over again. The next pair was the first 2 with Hasro. He was warned first, and the 3rd one was not warned. And again, the 3rd pair, the same thing. Because each set is like another set of Makkos to teach Paro that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the whole world. Now, after this, after the dam went away, the pasuk says that Vayifen Paroi Vayovayel Beisoi Veloisos Liba Gam Lazois. Paro just turned away and did not look at what happened. Loisos Liba, he didn't put his heart to it. So Rashi explains, what's this lashon of Gam Lazois also to this? What's the second thing here? Rashi says, Lemoifes Hamate Shenepach Lasanim Velerleze Shodom. That now the pasuk is saying Paro did not look at either one of them. Not to the first ice that Aaron's stick swallowed up the other taninim, and not to this makin now that Aaron's stick made the nilus turn into blood. So the question is, what does the pasuk now say by the dam, the inyan of the stick, the mat with the taninim that happened before already? Like the pasuk you just say, Paro didn't care about this mak of dam. And maybe the pshat is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Shekol dirvek shofim nidbokim ayde mayim. When you come to Mayim, that shows everything if it's really witchcraft or not. So they came now to the Nilus, and Paro saw that Aaron's stick has the power to really change over the water into blood. So he sees that his mata is emes, it's not really kishuf. So really he should have turned over now to realize these two isois are emes. But still, that was the hachpedas, that was the inyan that Paro was in action, he made himself hard, he made his heart hard, just not to listen to it. Then the second maka was Tzvardeya, that the pasuk says, V'shora tzayor tzvardim, v'yolo uvo b'veisecho, v'chada mishkovcho, v'yamitosecho, v'yisavodecho, uv'amecho, v'sanurecho, v'mishareseho. That the Tzvardeyim are going to come out all over Eretz Mitzrayim, and the ends off even in the ovens, and even in the kneadings. Now, the reason why Hashem brought this makar of Tzvadeya, some say the time is that the Mitzrayim was gozer on the Yisraelim, that they had to go and collect the shkotzim and remoshim. They made them work with disgusting insects and shkotzim and remoshim. They had to collect and had a lot of tzar godel. So because of that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought back upon them the frogs that made a lot of noise that gave them tzaros also. Now, exactly how the Tzvadeya came out of the Yam, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Akiva learns that it was only one big tzvardeya, one big frog that came out, and when the Mitzrayim went to hit it, every time they hit it, it busted open into hundreds and thousands of frogs. And the more they hit it, the more and the more it busted open. And this, the stipulus, like the Chur, if they saw by hitting it, it's busting and becoming more and more, they should have stopped hitting it. But no, when a person is bekas in anger, he does not realize what he is doing, he just feels he just has to keep on hitting it, even though he sees that he can't win. And that's what the Mitzrayim here, they just kept on hitting it more and more, and the more they hit it, the more there was. And at the end of this smaka, the pasuk says that Vayeme Moshe LaParoi, his spoil olai, like I'll daven for you, L'mosayate l'chol le'abodecho le'amcho l'achris ha'tzvardin mincho mi'batecho, I'll destroy all the frogs from you and from your houses, rock by your or tishana. They should only remain in the river. And the Ramban says that even ad b'yom hazer, there are still these frogs left in the river there in the Mitzrayim. And the question is, why did the frogs have to remain in the or? What was the purpose for it? So in the Medrash Lekech Tov it says, it was a zichroin lohoidos l'shem Hashem. It was a zikaron to remember that these tzvardeyim like were praising Hashem. So the question is, why only by this market tzvardeyah frogs do we see this inyan that the frogs, the animal, were praising Hashem? And really the pshat is, like there's the famous Gemara in Psochim, that the Gemara in Psochim and Afnun Gimel Mavei says that Shechananya Mishov Yazarya Limdul Kalvo Chayma Me'atzvadeyim Sha'av Shein Mitzuv Ma'akidish Hashem Nichnesu L'Tanurim Chamin. In other words, Hanani Mishov Azariah, when Nebuchadnezzar put up the tzelim, he made them bow down, and they said, no, we're not going to bow down, and they were moisten nefesh to let themselves be thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh. And Tosis speaks out over there that tzelim, that image, was only an image of Nebuchadnezzar that he made for himself, but it was not really made l'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the halacha is, since it was not an avodah zara, really Hanani Mishov Azariah should have let himself, like, do the avera. They did not have to be thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh. Why were they moisa nefesh? They weren't mechuyiv too. So now the Gemara says they made a kavachoyma from the tzvardeyim, from the frogs. At the pshat is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the frogs, go all over Eretz Mitzrayim. True, some of them had to go into the tanner, some of them had to go into the ovens. But the question is, each frog could say to himself, I don't want to be the one to go into the oven. Let me rather go into the bedroom. Let me rather go into the kitchen. In other words, the frogs that went into the ovens, they went in by themselves, so they were moisa nefesh l'shem Hashem. To make a kiddush Hashem, to do the rotzon Hashem, they listened so far that they even put themselves into the oven, that at least they thought they would be burnt up, but it was kedai for the frogs to do it, to make a kiddush Hashem. So Hanani Mishob Yezayah also learned out from here that there's an Indian to make a kiddush Hashem, barabim, even if it means to be meiser nefesh, to give off your life. So what it comes out is that from the Tzvardayim, they were the ones that were made a kiddush Hashem. And really the Medrash says that the only frogs that stayed alive were the frogs that were in the oven. In other words, just the opposite. The frogs that were meiser nefesh, they thought they were giving up their life to make a kiddush Hashem, they are the ones that jumped into the ovens, they stayed alive. Hashem made a nace that those were the frogs that went by Yor Tisharno. So it comes out very good. The reason why they were left over, these frogs, because these were the ones that made the kiddush Hashem, therefore they were zecher to stay alive. Really, Rav Chaim Shalev Zatzal always learns pshat here, that really the Mefarshim is the kasha. How could Hanani Mishov Yezayah make a kal v'chomer from the Tzvardayim that they're allowed to kill themselves, but Tzvardayah doesn't have a mitzvah v'chai b'hem. They don't have a chiyah to stay alive. So if they want to, they could kill themselves l'shem shemayim. But a person, an odom like Hanani Mishov Yezayah, there's a mitzvah v'chai b'hem. You have a chiyah to stay alive. If you have a chiyah to stay alive, true, by the Gimel Averis of Avodah Zarah, you have a chiyah to be Moshe Nefesh. But since Taisa says that Telem by Nebuchadnezzar was not L'Shem Avodah Zarah, it was only for his own sake, so they have no chiyah to be Moshe Nefesh to kill themselves. So how come they were allowed to kill themselves? Like how could they learn it out from the Tzvardayah, from the frogs? The frogs don't have the special mitzvah of a chayvim to keep yourself alive. And Abchayim learned the Pshat, they learned out like this, that you see from the Tzvardayah that if you're Moshe Nefesh L'Shem Shemayim, even though you put yourself into Mokim Sakona, if you're doing it L'Shem Shemayim 100%, it's for sure that you'll be saved. You'll be, they'll be Hatzolah. Just like the frogs here were saved, even though they went in Amanah to let themselves be killed, but if you go in L'Shem Shemayim for Mesiras Nefesh, there's Avtocha that you'll be saved. So that's what Hanani Mishol Bezayah learned up, that here they're going to be Moshe Nefesh, but not Amanah that the Nesh should take place, but they meant it L'Shmo. But I, there's a mitzvah of a chai b'hem. They learned out from here that if you are Moshe Nefesh, B'leiv Sholem 100%, there's the Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you. That has brought down always that Eim Samchem Al HaNes. That means if you're not doing it 100% L'Shem Shemayim, if you're only doing it Amanas that Hashem should do a miracle, that's no good. Then maybe Hashem won't do the miracle. But if you do it 100% L'Shem Shemayim, that's the limit from the Tzvardayah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. And they were the ones that stayed alive, and they were the ones that are still here now to show the world this inyan of Kiddush Hashem, to be Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. The Meshech Chochma wants to say the Pshat is what the Tzvardayim. Some of them stayed Lo'ilam, they're still alive now, to show us that it wasn't Machmas Kishuf, it wasn't witchcraft. Because something that the Chatumim did, that does not stay Lo'ilam. That only has a Gvul, how long it could be. But here the fact that the Tzvardayim, some of them still stayed alive, that's also proof that it was clearly beyond Hashem, it was not Kishuf. And then the third Makkah, in Pasuk Yud Beis, says, V'yemer Hashem al Moshe emol al Aaron, Niteyes mancho v'haches afer oretz, V'oyo lechinim v'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Should be for lice of all the land of Mitzrayim. And the pshat why Hashem made this mark of kinim of lice is brought down, because the Mitzrayim made the Yisraelim work very hard in dirty places. They did not let them take baths, they did not let them clean themselves, in order that they should have a lot of lice on them. Therefore, midi keneged midi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it back, that the Mitzrayim had were full of lice. And then Tezvav, the Pasuk says, Vayemru hachatumim aparoi etzpa Elohim hi, that even the witchcraft of Mitzrayim agreed that this mark of kinim is from the Yad Hashem. But the Pasuk still says though that Vayechazak leiv paroi, paro made his heart hard, v'loishom aleim kashadibra Hashem. And Rashi explains why were they maskim here that it was Yad Hashem. So Rashi says, because makizu eino aydek shofim mi'esamokimi, like Rashi said before, shein hashed shelet al beryo p'chusa mikisayra. the Shadim, the Kishuf, the witchcraft, can't do anything on something smaller than the size of a barley. So here it was smaller than a barley, it was purely the Etzbalakim. But still the Pasuk says right away that Vayechazak Leif Paro, Paro made himself hard. In other words, the Pshat is, when a person realizes he's wrong, he could do one of two things. If he's easy, if he's a smart person, he'll give in, he'll admit that he's wrong. A hard person, Hachbed Leif Paro, means that he had to answer himself. He didn't want to listen to it. Just the opposite. The more that he saw he was wrong, the more he made his heart harder not to listen to it, just to keep himself as if he is still the God, he is still the right one. So just the opposite. The more he saw that he was wrong, the more he made his heart harder not to listen to what's going on. And then the fourth makeh was the makis orov, the wild animals. The Pasuk Yud Ches says, V'hifleisi v'ayim hu es eretz goshen, asher ami oimed oleho, levilti heyo shem orov. The Kosh Baruch was saying, in this makeh now, I'm going to make a distinction between Eretz Goshen, that there'll be no wild animals there. Just in the rest of Eretz Mitzrayim, there's going to be wild animals. L'man teida, people should know, ki ani Hashem mekerev Eretz. I am HaKadosh Baruch in the middle of the land. Like we spoke out before, this is like a new set of makas now. There was the first three, the Tzach. Now we're starting Orev, which is the beginning of another set, which is to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashkiach over the air, over the, like the, in between the Oros and the Shemayim. That's what animals live in, that's what people live in. Therefore now it says, L'man teida ki ani Hashem bekerev Oretz. Again, that you should know that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the land, means right above the land. I take care of the middle part also. Now in this Makeh Orev, the Pasuk says, Loshen, Hineni mashliach b'chol v'yavodecho v'yamcho v'vatecho es he'orev. It says Loshen, the he'ayidiyah, the wild animals. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explained, because really it wasn't a new creation here, just the Kodesh Baruch Hu let free all the wild animals from the Midbar. And really when they came into Eretz Mitzrayim, the wild animals, they really should have run all over. So that's why here the Pasuk says, V'fleisi b'yoyimu es Eretz Goshen esami. In this mark it says that Hashem made a difference between Eretz Goshen and Eretz Mitzrayim. Because the other makis came down like Min HaShemayim, it was okay what landed only in Mitzrayim and not in Eretz Goshen. But here was just the wild animals were let loose and just started to run all over the place. For sure they should have ran into Eretz Goshen also. So this makis was nikir, was clear that Fleisi Hashem divided the difference between the Yidin and the Mitzrayim. Then the Pasuk says, after Shishi v'samti fedus ben ami v'en amecha, I'll keep also a division between my nation and Amcha. So what's the second Lashon of Asamti Fidus that said already, V'fleisi v'yemhu? So Rabbeinu Bechai says Asamti Fidus means that even if a Jew was in Eretz Mitzrayim, the wild animals didn't harm him there. He's not only didn't the wild animals come in Eretz Goshen, but even in Mitzrayim itself. V'samti Fidus ben ami v'en amecha, amongst the Mitzrayim also, if a Jew was there, the wild animals did not affect him. And the Medrash says the reason why Hashem brought this makeh of Orev of wild animals, because the Mitzrayim used to play around with the Jews and used to make them go to the forest and capture for them these wild animals. So Mida Kenegan Mida, Hashem gave them back this makeh of Orev. And Paro answered back and said that Vayikra Paro Moshe Aaron V'yoymelechu Zivchol Eloheichem Boretz. That Paro said, okay, I'll give you permission now to shech karbonos to Hashem, but Boretz should be near its Mitzrayim. And Moshe answered back and said, it's not nice, we can't do it in Eretz Mitzrayim, but rather there is Koshish Yom Nelech B'Midbar. We have to go out of Eretz Yisrael for 3 days in the Midbar. The Farshim say, how come after by the first Makeh already, Paro agreed to let them go out completely, and now he said, no, I'll only let you go to make Karbonis here in Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Pshat Mepharshim say that now that Paro saw that the Vleisi B'Yamu as Eretz Goshen, that Hashem made a difference, even in Mitzrayim between Eretz Goshen, so you see Hashem is a ruler even in the world, and even here in Mitzrayim also. So you have your special land, Eretz Goshen, go there and bring the Karbonis. But Moshe said back, no, Hashem wants the Davka to go out of Eretz Mitzrayim completely. Then it came the fifth Makeh that says, Hina Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecho Asher Basodeh Basus Mechavor Megumalam Avok Vatzoyin Deva Kovim Yoyt. There'd be a big plague against all the animals, and again, V'ifla Hashem B'miknei Yisrael V'miknei Mitzrayim, Hashem made a difference, V'lo Yomos Mekol Levnei Yisrael Dover. No animals died by the Yidden, only by the Mitzrayim. But the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem as Dover Hazeh Mimochros Vayomos Kol Miknei Mitzrayim. All the animals died. Vimiknei Vnei Yisrola Meisechot. Then Pasuk Zayin says, Vayishlach Paro Vinei Loiro Vinei Loineis Vimiknei Yisrola Adechot. That Paro saw that not one Jewish animal died. Vayichpad Leiv Paro Vleshilach Esom. Paro made his heart. He hardened his heart again, and he did not send out Klal Yisrael. Now again, in this Makkah, the reason why it says V'hifla Hashem, Hashem made a difference, because the Midrashim said that really the Tzoyin of Mitzrayim were outside, near the Tzoyin of the Yidden, in the Gvul of Eretz Goshen. And when the plague comes there, really it should hit their animals also. So Hashem made a special Hifla, Hashem made a difference, that it did not hit the Bnei Yisraels. And again, the reason why Hashem brought this Makkah, the Medrash Tanchum says, is because the Mitzrayim made the Jews go and pasture with their animals down the Midbar in the mountains just to be mevatel them for a period of Rivia to keep them busy. The same thing when they wanted to make them plow their fields, they made them work hard with their animals. Therefore, now Hashem killed out their animals. Now again, this last pasuk Zayin says that Vayishlach Paro sent when he found out V'hinei le'meisa mikne Yisrael adechod, that no animals died from the Jews. Vayichpad leiv Paro, and Paro made his heart hard, v'leshilach esom. So the question is just the opposite. If Paro saw now the difference, that there's a Yad Hashem, that Hashem did not kill out the Jewish animals, only the Mitzrayim's animals, so how come it became hard? Why should that be a reason why he hardened his heart? If anything, that should be a reason that he should give in, not let the Jews go out. And the Ben Yeruchim Dassal wants to say the Pshat is that the Medrash always says that Sinna Mekalkeles Asashura. The more hatred you have for something, it's Mekalkel, it makes Krum, it makes opposite the right way. So here the Pshat is that Paro just became more and more angry against the Ibn Yisrael. So when he heard that now one animal of the Jews died, it made him so angry that because of this sinner, this anger, this hatred that he had for the Bnei Yisrael, that was Makalkalus Ashura, it turned around the right way, and it made him Hachbed Liboy. That was instead of agreeing and admitting what he did wrong, just the opposite. It made him try and answer himself more and more that this sinner, this hatred that he has for Bnei Yisrael grew so great, he just couldn't look at them and couldn't give in to them, and that made his heart more harder. And then came the sixth Makkah of Shechin, that the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, V'yalaron chulachem aloichof nechem, Pia kivshon, take two handfuls of this, of the ashes from the furnace, V'zorku Moshe Hashemai Meleni Paru, and Moshe threw it upwards, V'yal avak akol eretz mitroyim, V'hoyo al ho'odom, V'yal abheim ala Shechin parech, Ababu es b'chol eretz mitroyim. That this dust came out to be Shechin upon the animals and upon the people. And the question is, all the animals died already. So some learned Mepharshim, one of the animals outside in the field died before. But the animals inside in the house did not die, and therefore now they got this Makkah of Shechin. And also the Medrash says the reason why Hashem brought this Makkah of Shechin was because the Mitzrayim, like we said before, did not let the Jews take baths, clean themselves, and therefore they got Shechin. They had these disease of Shechin was upon them. They had these blisters, these boils on them. So now Hashem, Midah K'neged Midah, gave them back this mark of Shechin. And here by the sixth mark of Shechin, the Pasuk says that, Vayichazik Hashem es leif Paroi. Now was a Kodesh Baruch Hu that made Paro's heart hard. V'loishoma leim kashadibur Hashem el Moshe. They just brought down the first five makos. Paro himself made himself hard. From now on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says, it comes to such a midah that you become so stiff that min shemayim they hold back from you, the namaseyei you to do tshuva. And the Ben Abachai explains, because up until now, the chatumim, all Paro's advisors, were by him, so they gave him chizuk to become strong and stiff. But now by the zmaka, shchin, everybody had shchin, had boils, everybody was afraid to come out, nobody wanted to be seen. So Moshe Rabbeinu now, when Aaron spoke to Paro by himself, so it could be now, by speaking to Paro by himself, maybe he would have given Rishus to let them go out right now. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch himself had a heart in his heart not to let them go out, like it says, in order to show the more Nisim. Now, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, V'yomer Hashem Moshe Hashkim Aboyke V'siyas L'fnei Paroi V'mata Lov Kol Yomar Hashem L'kei Avrim Shlachas Miv Yavduni. So it says, Loshen V'siyatzev, we should stand in front of Paro. Why here does it say Loshen V'siyatzev? So the Alshech explains that really Paro made his door very low, that whoever came in had always bowed down and there was an Avodah Zarah there. But when this happened, that when Moshe came in, his Yatzi was able to stand up straight, and the door-like post lifted up, that Moshe did not have to bow down. And then the Pesach says, so Rashi says the Pesach here means talking about Makas Bechoyrois, which Yeskula Kineged Kol HaMakas. And then came down the seventh market. It says, "V'yomer Hashem Moshe in the past Yod Chashamayim v'hi borod." There's going to be hail. V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim al Hodom v'al Abehema v'al Kolaysav Hasod v'Eretz Mitzrayim. There's going to be hail coming down. And the Brisker Rav is Medayik here. What does the pasuk have to say? The hail came down on the person, on a Behema, Kolaysav Hasod v'Pshito. The hail came down on anything that was outside in the fields. So he wanted to say, no, the hail only came down on a person, on a behemoth, called Esav Asadah. In other words, a place that had nothing to ruin there, the hail did not come down. Hail only came down on specific places where there were people, where there were behemoths, where there was Esav Asadah for it to destroy. Now, Pasuk of Beis, Rashi brings down, when the Pasuk says, Al HaShemayim, that Hashem told Moshe to tell us, Yod Chal HaShemayim, Rashi says, Letzar HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up Moshe Rabbeinu now on top of the skies, on top of the Shemayim, to throw down the Borod. And Bechlal, in this mark of Borod of hail, there were tremendous Nisim, that there was Eish, and there was Borod hail together, which usually can't have the two of them together. And Bechlal, throughout all the Esra Makas, there were tremendous Nisim involved. And the Pshat is that the reason why Hashem made these Esra Makas, not only to give a punishment back to the Mitzrayim, but we should learn now to see clear the Emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the trust in Hashem, that Hashem is the Emes, Klal Yisrael is Emes, and the Mitzrayim is Sheker. So in all the Nisim, in all the Makas, there are tremendous Nisim to learn out this thing also, to see clearly the Emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also it's good why in this Makas, Hashem picked up Moshe on top of the Shemayim, like we said, this is the seventh Makas, the beginning of the last pair, which was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashgiach and the Shemayim also. Not only Boretz, but Hashem Echod, Hashemayim, and in the Oretz. Alright, we'll stop here.